JC5, 240 words per minute, copyright courtreportinghelp.com, ready. Inconsistencies or discrepancies in the testimony of a witness or between the testimony of differing witnesses should be considered by you and may or may not cause you to discredit such testimony. Two or more persons witnessing an incident may see or hear it differently, and innocent misrecollection like failure of recollection is not an uncommon experience. In weighing their effect, you should consider whether the inconsistencies or discrepancies pertain to a matter of importance or an unimportant detail, or whether the discrepancy or inconsistency results from innocent error or willful falsehood. The number of witnesses testifying on one side or the other of an issue is not alone the test of the credibility of the witnesses and the weight of the evidence. If warranted by the evidence, you may believe one witness against a number of witnesses testifying differently. The tests are how truthful is the witness and how convincing is his or her evidence, and which witnesses and which evidence appeals to your minds as being most accurate and otherwise trustworthy in the light of all the evidence and circumstances shown. In determining the credit and weight you will give to the testimony of any witness who has testified before you, you may consider if found by you from the evidence, 1. His or her good memory or lack of memory, 2. The witness's interest or lack of interest in the outcome of the trial, 3. The witness's relationship to any of the parties or other witnesses, 4. His or her demeanor and manner of testifying, 5. His or her opportunity and means or lack of opportunity and means to know the things about which he or she testified, 6. The reasonableness or unreasonableness of his or her testimony, 7. His or her apparent fairness or lack of fairness, 8. The intelligence or lack of intelligence of the witness, 9. The bias, prejudice, hostility, friendliness, or unfriendliness of the witness for or against any of the parties, 10. Contradictory statements of any witness if you believe the witness made any statements contradictory of his or her testimony. Understand, however, that you may not use statements you determine to be contradictory to establish the truth of such statements unless these statements are made under oath in the courtroom. 11. Witnesses' acts that you believe contradict their testimony. From these considerations and all other conditions and circumstances appearing from the evidence, you may give to the testimony of the witness such credit and weight as you believe it is entitled to receive. If you believe that any witness in this case has knowingly testified falsely as to any material fact, after considering and weighing the testimony of such witness, you may disregard the whole of the testimony of the witness or give it whatever weight and credit you believe the testimony is entitled to receive.